a brand new episode of All My Personal Life. What do you want to know? Well, what you want to know right now is, oh my God, I just got Botox in my forehead and in my eyes, and my forehead is like killing me. I don't know why. It's like, you know what? Botox is so easy to get. It doesn't hurt at all when you have it. Like, it's very easy to do. And, but afterwards, it's a little sore. You know, it's a little sore here. Anyway, I'm trying to hold up this face as long as possible. And I just started going to a brand new, plastic surgery spot here in Beverly Hills in LA, Dr. Calvert, and they also go by, I think, Rox Spa. So it's my new spot. So if you're coming to Beverly Hills, so far I like them, okay? Not an endorsement, paid for my Botox. And they were telling me if you want an eye lift here in LA, because see, I have noticed, you know, I like getting older. The older you get, the wiser you are. It's so true. And the older you get, I feel like you get like, it's this balance of you're judgy with compassion. Does that make sense? Like, my forehead is scary. Ah, oh my God. Shman, I need an ice pack. Shman. Ow. You know, I feel like you're compassionately judgmental. And what I mean by that is, you know, I mean, we all judge. Aren't we all judging people? I've met a few people in my life who are true. My Aunt Sally is like a true kind to the bone, like never judges. But here I am, you know, I'm always judging everything. And I know people are judging me. I don't care. Judge away. Get on my TikTok. Read how annoyed people are with me all the time. Doesn't bother me. I don't give a rip. But, you know, I judge now with compassion. It's harder. The older you get, you realize people act the way they act because of circumstances, the way they were raised, their parents. You know, have they dealt with their trauma? Have they not? Have they gone to therapy? Is their therapist even working? Oy vey. Find a therapist that works, for God's sakes. You know, I don't think people know this, but you're not supposed to be in therapy like forever with the same therapist. My therapist, Robin, my mindful eating therapist, I saw her for probably like 7 years, 8 years. But I specifically remember, I don't know, year two or something. She's like, you know, eventually you won't need me. Like, you move on to a different therapist, which we did. We have a couples therapist who we've been seeing for several years. But now we only see her like once every 5 weeks. And it's more of just like a check-in. Are we like, is there underlying things? Because we're busy. You guys know, your parents, you're working, you know, are the things you want to talk about. So anyhow, you know, I'm compassionately judgy and I like it. And I like getting older. I don't like looking older. Okay. If I could perpetually look 38, fabulous. That's like my goal. Okay. And I go into these places and I always say, give me the Sandra Bullock treatment. Give me the Sandy Bullock. Okay. Now, is Sandra Bullock worth millions and millions of dollars? Yes. Okay. So I know that there's been lasers, Botox, I mean, she has everything. But, you know, give me that at a discount, all right? Give me the TJ Maxx version, if you will, all right? Anyway. Oh, my God, I have to, like, laugh kind of, like, gently. Well, welcome to the show. We got a lot to cover today. I'll tell you, you know, in my household, why I still go to therapy is I bought crypto without telling Schman. You might have seen the videos on my Instagram. I'll tell you how that went. There's some updates in the Johnny Depp trial that's still going on in my love of the DMV, Virginia, right there in Fairfax. Really quickly, you know, I think we're all disgusted. Mass shootings are back now that the pandemic and restrictions are being lifted. There was just one here in Orange County, not far from where we live in LA, over the weekend at a church. And one person killed, I think 4 others injured. And I guess a mass shooting is qualified, I think, by 4 people dead, which is insane that there's actually a title for it. But I think we're all aware of the tragic racial targeting in Buffalo by that white supremacist kid. I don't even know why he has to go on trial. And I guess, you know, I mean, please, I'd just lock him up. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. You know, here's the thing. You get older and you also get like your parents and grandparents. And my grandmother used to always say, fry him, which, you know, I mean, they claim that they can't, you know, you can't do that because now, or you can, you know, the death penalty, but there's so many appeals, very expensive to put somebody on death row, cheaper for the taxpayer to keep them in jail for life. Anyway, the bottom line is what happened there was absolutely tragic and disgusting, and I don't know what it will take to get major gun reform. I'm here for all of it, you know? I mean, And I'll tell you this, because the expert on this, and he's been on my show, he was on my show years ago, is Igor Volosky on Instagram. And it's on Twitter. Igor Volosky on Twitter. Igorvolsky. He was on my show years ago. He wrote a book called Guns Down. He's the executive director of Guns Down America, the author of the book. All the opinions are his. He does a really, really great job. And he used to call out, he really became popular on Twitter because he would call out all of these senators and politicians who every time there was a mass shooting would put out all their thoughts and prayers, but essentially would vote over and over with the NRA when the NRA did not want, you know, universal background checks and various assault rifles banned and various type of ammunition banned. So he's really great to... he's just really great to follow. And, you know, it's a Democrat and Republican line, you know, of really not doing the strict rules, the strict things that need to happen to get even stronger gun legislation, because Second Amendment rights are really big in our country. So I just want to say it's heartbreaking, hard to read about, so hard to read about all the victims in Buffalo. Igor puts up profiles of them. Pearlie Young was one. She was a mother and a grandmother and a missionary who fed needy Buffalonians every weekend for 25 years. She was a pillar of the community there. And she was one of the women that was killed, one of the individuals killed there at this supermarket store. So he's great to follow, and he's a great person to get involved with. And actually, I think this mass shooting really reminded me to get him back on the podcast, because he, when he was on, and forgive me for not having the exact bullet points, but he had a very kind of written out plan that, of course, you know, the NRA and these lobbyists that keep the gun rights flowing, if you will, for lack of a better term, going, you know, he calls them out, and he basically says like what they could be doing if they weren't so gun and NRA obsessed. So anyway, really sad. I know we talk about fun things on this podcast, but I did want to touch on that. All right, let's talk about some personal things, and then I'll tell you other updates that you need to know about. And I have to read, I have some new reviews on the podcast, which are just epic. And I love you guys so much. If you ever want to drop me a review on my podcast, it's all on Apple, or I think you can leave reviews on Spotify now too. The Sarah Fraser Show. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. I would love to hear your feedback. And I get such a kick out of reading the reviews. They're just so epic. And there's some really, really good new ones that I'll have to go through. But I'm curious, in your household, what's your money threshold? Like, and what I mean by this is you and your significant other. How much money can you spend without asking or consulting the other person? Because I don't know if you saw this on my Instagram, but I was doing this for a podcast bit, okay? I was planning on making like $2,000 from my $600. Actually, I was going to go up to $1,000. I was going to invest $1,000 on crypto.com. Gotten into crypto. I've been really fascinated by crypto. Now, is this my downfall? One of many? Probably. Because I go on TikTok. I'm obsessed with TikTok. And I see all these people going, oh, you could invest in a Gucci bag, and in 3 years, it will gain, you know, it will go from being worth $2,300 to $2,600. Or you could invest in Ethereum. And if you invest $2,300 in Ethereum, it'll be worth, I don't know, $10,000 in 3 years. Okay. Hello, I'm a woman that loves to invest. So I was like, I'm going to get into this. So I decided I was going to invest in some crypto and then make some money and get Schman's reaction. So I put $600 in the crypto market, in crypto.com. Now, look, I clearly, because the market crashed and now it's down to $400 over the weekend, I know nothing about crypto. So do not take my advice, all right? But I invested in, oh my God, let's see. I invested in a little ETH, which Ethereum, by the way, is like $2,100, I think, at Ethereum coin or whatever. And if you're wondering what, you know, Bitcoin is, it's essentially a digital currency. You have to use US dollars. You buy these crypto coins, and people go, well, where do they exist? Well, they're not actual coins. They exist in like a Bitcoin blockchain. And what is appealing, but also is probably going to be heavily regulated, is for a long time, it's very hard to trace, you know, it's hard to trace these coins. Which a lot of people, and I know nothing about this, so again, do your own research, allege that like Russia is, you know, they've bought a bunch of Bitcoin, they're buying illegal weapons. People are funding Ukraine that way, hiding money, all that stuff. I'm sure there's all kinds of downsides to it, but it's the blockchain technology that essentially allows you to trade money easily, buy things, all that stuff. That's what's kind of valuable. And anybody actually can start a cryptocurrency. I learned that. Look at me. Crypto talk with Sarah Fraser. So I bought like $600 worth of, what really crashed was Luna. So I bought Luna, which like is worth, I mean, I think it went from $80 a share to like $2 or something. Solana I bought, Helium. No, I mean, Cardano is down. Polygon, and I don't own Bitcoin. So anyway, essentially these are worth diddly squat. And I surprised Schman and I said, Schman, I have bought Bitcoin. And he was like, oh my God, did you see the market? It totally crashed. Why the fuck would you do that? Like he was not happy. I said, well, it's a podcast bit. What was I going to do? So anyhow, it kind of got us talking because we never really had a threshold of like, how much can you spend without telling your other significant other? So now I guess it's $1,000. So if we're going to buy something over $1,000, we have to consult the other person. Because we purchased a car together. Don't even get me started about a condo together. You know, we're trying to do that. But I mean, you know, before you even go to the open house, you're outbid. So that, you know, we haven't done yet. But anyhow, I'm curious, and you can always, you know, send me a DM or always email the show, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. What is your spending threshold before you have to tell your significant other? Because ours was, ours is now $1,000. But people go, oh my God, was Schman really mad? No. Schman, I should actually ask Schman when he was legitimately mad at me the last time. I really think it was because I love to give him a hard time. When the pandemic started, I made him go to Maine and we stayed in Maine for like 2 months and he was really wound up. He was like, oh my God, you know, we shouldn't be traveling. And I think that was like, I think they had just issued, maybe that morning that we left, they'd issued like a stay at home order or something for every state. Like, anyway, you know, I got in the car and drove. So he was really pissed at me then. He didn't talk to me. That's actually the only time, I don't think he talked to me for like 24 hours. Like he said the minimal. He was very angry. Oh, get over it, man. It all worked out. And good call, by the way, okay? I got us out of the city, out of a highly populated place of Arlington, Virginia, and got us to safety. So thank you, Schman. If anything, you should let me steer the ship. There you have it. But I do want to say, you know, people ask all the time, how are you liking LA? Are you loving it, Los Angeles? Love LA. Why do I love LA? The weather is fantastic. It's 72 degrees every day. It makes paying $6.50 a gallon at the gas pump a lot easier. You pay a sunshine tax, or you do. Everything is way more expensive in California. And I always say too, if you go to a doctor, a dermatologist, anyone in Beverly Hills, there's also a Beverly Hills tax. And it just means like every appointment is just $100 more. Your general doctor's appointment, your general, and it's truly a 90210 tax. Very expensive to live here, but I don't care. I don't give a rip. I'm going to make the money. I'm manifesting. I'm making the money and you can't take it with you. And how much are you really going to leave your kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do they need? $4 million each? That's fine. You know, now do I have that? No. If I did, believe me, I wouldn't be looking at a condo, but you know what? It's all going to happen. I'm Abraham Hicksing the rest of my life and the shit is going to happen the way I want. So I'm staying. I love LA. I love LA because, you know, I love working in the entertainment business. I've always had like a dream, national talk show, like host, TV personality. You know, I'm working on that and I want to be a producer. And I love the podcast. So it's all working out. And this past weekend, you know, it's turning the tide for Schman because Schman, you know, Schman loved Virginia. I don't think he ever would have left Leesburg. He like loved living there. All his friends were there. But he did win his first soccer tournament this weekend. And let me tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because if Schman is happy, the whole fam is happy. You know what I mean? You keep Schman happy, the fam is happy. So Shimano won his soccer tournament. We got a championship cup, you guys. It is on our living room floor where KJ is playing. And it's a good sign. This is a good thing. So Shmando Commando, the tides are turning a little bit. He's beginning to like Los Angeles. He doesn't, you know, he's not into, like, everyone here is eccentric, you know. I went today to a doctor's appointment. I was telling you, to my Botox appointment. And on the way there, there's an older guy with like a giant parakeet, or it's not, I don't even know. It's like one of those like toucan birds with like a leash on. And he's like, it's hopping up and down and then flying up on his arm. It's just like, Excuse me, sir, are you walking your toucan? What? Okay, it's not a toucan because it didn't have the long beak. But, you know, it's one of these exotic birds, right? People here are bananas, and I love it. Shman, you know, Shman, as people like to remind me about him, he's risk adverse. And that goes with people, too. You know, if you're a square, he's your guy, you know? No offense, because you all, believe me, I'm the weirdo, because everybody on my social media is like, Marshman, Les Sarah. Excuse me, you're here for me, fuckers, not this guy that I married. What is going on? What? Anyway, I love my Shmano so much. So we won our soccer tournament this weekend. I put up a picture on my Instagram. KJ, people were literally like, did KJ roll in chocolate? Have you guys bathed KJ? Why aren't you giving him a bath? I bathe KJ all the time, and he is filthy. Do you have children that are filthy? My 13-month-old refuses to be clean. And I can remember, again, this is when I wasn't an empath, I wasn't a judgy empath. Before, I was just like a judgy person, period. End of story. Before, when I was just judgy, you know, I would have friends or whatever, and I would see their kids, and they would have like dirt under their nails. You know, the kids would be dirty, and I would think, that's terrible. You know, when I have a child, they're always going to look great. They're going to be dressed up. My son, oh my God, you guys, his nails are filthy. I mean, I got to go buy one of those nail scrub brushes to get under his nails and scrub his knees. I put him in the bathtub. I scrub his knees for like 10 minutes. They're still black. I'm like, what is going on? I mean, we have never met a child. He's so dirty. Dirty when he eats, loves to be in the dirt. Is that normal? Because some parents tell me, they go, oh, my kid never wanted to be dirty. It must be nice. I mean, honestly, you guys, I went to the Target the other day, and this is like what a mother I feel like I am. So I put him in the shopping cart. He loves to be in the shopping cart, and I strap him in, right? And I see there's like a little half a cookie that obviously a kid had eaten or something that was also sitting in there. And I thought, okay, I got to throw that out so KJ doesn't eat it. Strap him in. I get distracted. I look at mascara. KJ starts eating the cracker. I'm like, what? No, damn it, no. Anyway, damn you, KJ. So if you have any tips on how to keep your child clean, and then someone said to me, you need to bathe him every night. I'm like, I don't want to bathe him every night. Really? A 13-month-old, you got to bathe every night? Or is that what parenting is? Can you tell me? I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I don't know. All right. Let's thank a couple of our sponsors, and then we'll get into the latest updates on the Johnny Depp. I've got, if you guys are TLC fans like I am, some Shauna Rae news that's really big. I'll talk about that. And also, welcome to Plathville. Let's first start with my Cameo, though. You guys can still book me, cameo.com/Sarah Fraser. I only have a couple left for $10 shout-outs for my Cameo. I'm loving doing them. Many of you are booking me. If you want me to shout out somebody who watches Fox 5, listens to the Sarah Fraser Show podcast, watched me, or listen to me back in the day on Hot 99.5, or the 2 minutes I was on the screen on HBO's Crashing, shout out to my IMDb page, which has one thing on it. I'm happy to do it. I would love to do a birthday shout out, a wish, anything that you would like. So you can book me, cameo.com/Sarah Fraser. Also, Nutrafol. You guys, Nutrafol is the number one supplement for hair growth. I just started taking it because for so long, my hair was not growing for the past 2+ years of having a baby. 80 million people, 80 million men and women. And by the way, the cool part about Nutrafol is they actually have a formula for both men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair. Yet it's still not openly talked about, as we know, which can, for many, can feel scary, can feel stressful. Millions of Americans experience thinning hair, and it's much more common than you think. That's where Nutrafol comes into play. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. You can grow thicker, healthier hair right now and support the Sarah Fraser Show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TSF to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is the best offer anywhere, and is only available to U.S. customers for a very limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, and use the promo code TSFS. I also love me a little ZocDoc. ZocDoc.com/TSFS is a free website you can use, or you can download the app as well. Find a doctor in your area. I used it to find KJ's pediatrician here. I also did it for a dentist. Whether you're moving, whether you're in your area, the best part is you can search top doctors because you can read patient reviews, and you can also search by your insurance. You can see when they have an appointment. Some doctors have appointments available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS. And it's the best way to support this show, you guys, is by frequenting my sponsors. I appreciate it so much. You know, this is my full-time gig and everybody that works on it. So your money and support goes so far. So Nutrafol and ZocDoc, check them out. All right, I want to read some of the reviews that I've recently got for the podcast because they're hysterical. You can always go to Apple Podcasts, search The Sarah Fraser Show, and leave me a comment. Leave me a review. This one goes 5-star, too short. And I'm curious what you all think about this. All right. I love you guys. I'm a longtime listener. However, lately the episodes are way too short. I'm complaining because I love you and need more of you, Sarah. This is my only complaint that I have. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Love the show. So a lot of people have asked me this. Why are the shows like 30 minutes now? You know, back in the day, I used to do just Monday and Wednesday shows. They'd be like up to 2 hours. But I find that for the most part, people listen 20 to 30 minutes. You're out working out, you're walking around, you're making supper. So I like the 30 minutes, and now I put out 7 shows a week. So if you're curious, on Mondays, Monday show is I talk to anybody I want. Tuesday, I always do a personal update. Wednesday is TLC Talk, which is reviewing all your favorite TLC shows or having your favorite TLC talent on. Tomorrow is actually Caleb from Before the 90 Days, who was with Alina. Their storyline was cut short because Alina racist post surfaced from 10 years ago. That's a whole debate. You know, is she really racist? Or is she and Caleb still together, still talking? So, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I put out new episodes and best of episodes. So now that I have been picked up officially by Spotify, Megaphone by Spotify, they carry my podcast, they sell the podcast. I can actually kind of tell the parts of the shows that people listen to the most. And then boom, I kind of condense those so you can listen to small bites. And of course, if you want more, now you get 7 days of Sarah. How about a 3-star review? I love this podcast, but I'm extremely confused why she takes the time to put out 10-minute episodes every single week. I'd rather Sarah release less episodes if it meant more content and longer episodes. There you go. Okay. 3 stars, disclaimer, I love Sarah Fraser, but I am extremely behind in the episodes. I'm catching up on these old episodes that are so poorly. So while Sarah is insanely entertaining, I really hope everyone takes Sarah's opinions with a grain of salt. So I think you're referring to my opinions. Okay, well, look, it's an entertainment podcast, and I try to tell you, do your own research, for God's sakes. You know, I by no means am ever putting it out here that I'm some expert on politics or anything by that means. 5 stars, glorious show. Let's be honest, we all smell like old cheeseburgers after a busy day. Keep doing your thing, Sarah Fraser Show podcast. I really like it. Number 1 star, trash. Your podcast has gone downhill. No class, no morals, and everybody is wrong. Stop degrading people. You can stand up for things, but your opinions are appalling. Is this show taking like a left turn? Have I gotten really political? Okay, I guess I didn't realize this. anyway, do all your own, please, do your own research, for God's sakes. I am just here for a little sense of humor. And then 5 stars, like an old friend, listening to Sarah is like hanging out with an old high school friend. Let's be honest, it's really funny and sometimes inappropriate. I also really enjoy when Sarah's mom is on the podcast. Thank you for that. Well, I hope to have more of my mom on, but it's hard to get Mama Frasier to pin her down these days. You know, lots of stuff going on with Mama Frasier. So thank you guys all so much. I love your opinions. I love the good, the bad. You can certainly tell me what you want more of and want less of. Keep it coming. The Johnny Depp trial continues in Virginia. I don't know how long this trial is going to go on, but it seems like forever. What stuck out to me this week, though, is Amber Heard wants to make it very clear that she did not poop the bed. She says it was a dog that they have that shit the bed. She wasn't making a joke of it because, you know, there was like all this talk that Amber Heard shit in Johnny Depp's bed. And this is like taking on a whole life of its own. I mean, she's a late night joke. Everybody's making fun of her. She says that it was the dog that pooped. She was going to Coachella. The dog, I guess, that they had initially had eaten weed. This is where this trial is just so bonkers, isn't it? This Pomeranian or Chihuahua that she had eaten Johnny Depp's weed when it was a puppy, and then its digestive tract had never been the same. She'd put the dog in the bed so it could like take a nap. It shit in the bed, and then she forgot and just took the dog and went to Coachella. She says it wasn't her that crapped in the bed. I mean, just okay. I mean, just the chaos of this house, the chaos of all this. She goes on, you know, the past couple or today anyway, in the latest like info, she was talking about dating Elon Musk. I had totally forgot that she had dated Elon Musk. And, you know, continues to talk about the verbal and physical abuse that she had with Johnny Depp. I don't know how much longer this trial is going on. I did a whole breakdown of this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, like kind of, you know, Johnny Depp's bizarre mannerisms in court, what people think of that, all of it. And I'll probably do another one because this is week number two of Amber Heard being on the stand. So we're going to get a lot more. And, you know, there was a whole rumor that she was doing cocaine on the stand. I find that very hard to believe. Lastly, Shauna Rae. I am Shauna Rae. If you're a TLC fan like I am Shauna Rae got a season two. I was very doubtful. See, here we go. Okay. People always go, you're not accurate. Well, you're right. I'm an entertainment show, for God's sakes. And I admit, I love making opinions. I love just like looking into my crystal ball, which clearly is broken, and giving my predictions. And I had said, I only thought there was like a 30% chance that I am Shauna Rae is coming back. What was that based off of? To me, it was just based off of, I think people, I thought Shauna Rae should just own more of her dwarfism and her life and it be less sort of like the family kind of going through this therapy, right, with her. But I was clearly wrong. People wanted me to see more of it. I love her. If you haven't checked out the show, it is really good. I think it's going to get even more compelling as we get a season two. I think she's going to live on her own. She's clearly getting her license. We know that update from her social media. The other big show that's happening and debuting tonight, actually, season four of Welcome to Plathville. Huge reality show. Huge show for TLC. One of my favorites, by the way. Olivia Plath, Ethan Plath have been on this show a couple of times. It is so good. And it's about a family in Cairo, Georgia, who had like 11 children. They all homeschooled them. They had no exposure to cell. They didn't even know what a cell phone was. The parents never even told them about a period. The kids never even got their GED. I mean, it's so good and bizarre, and you won't even believe it. And it just continues to get better and better. And Ethan and Olivia haven't been speaking to Kim and Barry, who are the parents. There's tons of rumors that Kim and Barry are getting divorced. So I cannot wait to tune in tonight. It's going to be really great. And you know it will be on my TLC recap show. I'll probably do a special edition, actually, of it this week on Thursday and drop that. Because tomorrow, Caleb from Before the 90 Days is on. And he has so much juicy dirt about the show. Is he going to be on another 90-day fiancé franchise? All that. So be following me on TikTok. I do daily updates on my personal life and on the TLC shows that I know you guys love and I love. It's at The Sarah Fraser Show. You can always email me if you need advice, if you have a hot tip, or you know some juicy, reliable gossip from the TLC franchise shows, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Or if you and your brand or company want to advertise with the podcast, you can email me there too. All right, bye.